The latest numbers have 12 inches of snow in Saxon, 16 inches near Hayward, and about a foot and a half in Ashland. Ashland Daily Press reporter Rick Olivo says the wet, sticky snow challenges people who've become resigned to a rash of snowstorms this spring.
It's like nothing you've ever seen before on the 2nd of May. It's just awful. You know, we're not even making jokes of it anymore, and people are just so sick of it.
It got so bad, the Department of Transportation banned tow trucks from going out for a while this morning, and plow jockeys had their hands full. Ashland County Highway Commissioner Emmer Shields says it's been a treacherous day.
I mean, it's pretty hazardous driving. We've seen a lot of cars off the road today. Had a few near misses with our plow trucks, with vehicles going out of control. The primary problem is just trying to keep up with the rate of snowfall, and
they couldn't keep up for a while. Xcel Energy has mustered 327 linesmen and troubleshooters to restore power to 54,000 customers in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Spokesman Brian Elwood says they've been working since before sunup.
I don't think anyone was thinking that it was May when we woke up this morning.
He says this snow is straining wires from southern Minnesota to Ashland.
The tree branches are falling into power lines, or just the heavy wet snow is dragging the wires down. Getting reports from crews that the snow is just accumulating on the wires. It hadn't really melted away as of this morning. Typically, assume it would.
Elwood expects most people to be back online tonight, but a few might not have power until tomorrow. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.